A dean?
Gardenia.
You got mag. What kind of berries you got, sir? May I ask?
Well, now, we have, these wildberry, what you get out of the woods now, is a dewberry and a blackberry.
Yeah.
Now, dewberry, it grew on a little low vine right on the ground. It got runners on it. But blackberry, he grew tall. He grew something, grew by tall. This is off his. It's up there. And he got some great big berries on it. But sometimes they be bitter. But the dewberries, it's real sweet. But they ain't around here now. These people brought these cows and things and put them on the levee side. And those cattle that keep those berries about ate up. But we used to go out there years ago, me and my wife. We had old T-Mark Ford then. I think one of them old 22 models, you know, they had the coil up under the dashboard. It had four coils. When you turn your switch on, you hit up a coil, St. Quentin, that's where it really kept. And we go down and we pick some time, 2 or 3 of them beers a day. You be the two full. But like I said, them cattle, everybody always buying them.
Yeah.
Now, T-Mall folks, see, they left a T-Mall and went to a A-Mall. Because we bought an A-Mall, I think, in the 30s. We bought it brand new, me and my people did. And then it left the A-Mall and went to a B-Mall.
B-Mall?
B-Mall.
B-Mall.
Yeah, yes, it was too. B-Mall, that's right. It had 4 cylinders now. It's like a T-Mall had a 4 cylinder. And then they started making V8 then. But
what are the kind of berries?
Huckleberry,
but you don't go around here. And the raspberries?
And straw.
Strawberries.
Yeah, y'all don't get those here?
We don't raise them. I bought some one time and put them out, but they didn't do so good. But they'll grow most anywhere, a strawberry will. It make plenty of berries too.
Yeah.
People raise them. People out in town raise them. I saw thought they had some in his garden one year. I was out there waiting for another fella. He had a lot of them in his garden. They was pretty as they could be. Sure, they were getting ripe too. Sure was.
You know, some folks used to take apart parts of trees and make all sorts of things out of them. Did you ever use a tree to make any sort of medicine?
Well, I never did, but the same thing that you can get out of the woods and the vegetation, and it's good for the diarrhea and some kind of complaint that you have. I know we used to be in the field chopping cotton. A lot of folks used to take pain in the stomach. And they go out in the woods and get some kind of root out the woods. I know it was expensive, but somebody used to go out and get it and come back there and you chew that root, you know, and your stomach would feel better for you. Because, you know, it makes medicine out of the root, out of the herbs. I read in the Bible that the Lord caused the roots and the herbs to grow for the use of man. But now I got to have somebody who knows, got enough knowledge, you see, to know how to, you know, make medicine, by the way. That's herb medicine.
What kind of medicine would your mother give you when you were young?
Oh, and that big time where was many doctors like it is now, and you get sick, she give you castor, black drawers,